Welcome to Healing with the Masters, and here we are, oh my gosh, halfway through season 15 in this powerful year of 2015. Next 2 minutes, I'm going to be sharing a little prayer of preparation. It's encoded with energy to help you to prepare for each show. Now, 2015 is a very special year. It's been hailed as the year the heart opens and abundance can flow. This is also a very special season in this year. We're having additional workshops within this workshop series, including Epigenetics Week, which was last week, which is amazing. And we're having Joe Dunning Week coming up in May. And, of course, the amazing roster of high-powered, high-vibrational speakers. And, of course, it's live and interactive. And if you'd like to work with our very special guest, Jill Renee Feeler, tonight, go ahead and press star 2 right now. Star 2 will raise your hand. And, of course, we recommend that you dial in to work with our beautiful speakers so that we can have a more interactive process. Now, the master speakers in this series, they're not the only masters in this community. We know that you, too, are a master. All the answers you could ever need are within you. The master speakers on this series are simply delivering nudges and hints as to who you truly are, the master that is you. We also know that you have been called to this community to not only participate and receive deep transformation for profound personal advancement, but you've been called here so we may join together and create a difference on this planet. In fact, we believe this is a co-creative process. Your participation in the open line part of these shows, plus the general desires and needs you bring to each show, energetically nudges both the speakers and I to bring forth the healing that you and all are seeking. Your intentions actually bring forth the content on this and every show of Healing with the Masters. And together, we stand in the gap for all of humanity to heal through us. Now, just a quick reminder, just like PBS, you can own the shows you're listening to. It's a very powerful season. Many people decided to invest in Healing with the Masters shows from Epigenetics Week alone last week, which is so powerful. Just go to healingwiththemasters.com/purchase to do that. And by owning the series, you don't have to risk missing another show. And we've heard over and over again that listening to each show the first time, it creates a healing, a higher vibration that upon second listening, because you're in this new place of being, a different vibration altogether, it may seem like it's a brand new show. And you'll receive additional healing on top of that, layering upon layering the expansion. And that's possible for you as well. Now, tonight, I'm really delighted to welcome a very special guest, Jill Renee Feeler. Jill Renee Feeler is a spiritual teacher. She's a published author and inspirational visionary for beings across the globe seeking personal union with their highest vibrational access, their avatar consciousness, source, and creator. Jill's soul's wisdom of this ascension cycle and the divine blueprints in place for this dawning age are personally accessible. She uses this wisdom as the platform to guide and demonstrate the developing divine human experience filled with a sense of wholeness and well-being, joy, and most importantly, love. Her work is activating, revolutionary, and life-changing. Expect that tonight, folks. And especially for those open to receive this gift. So just open your heart in this moment. Stop multitasking. Bring your full presence here as she offers whole life transformation to all those who are listening right now. And we know that you are open to this because you're here. You're going to receive these unique frequencies from Jill tonight while honoring the many paths of all of you to enlightenment and ascension. Welcome, Jill Renee Feeler, to Healing with the Masters. It's great having you.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here.
Yeah, I've heard really great things about you, and several people said you just must have Jill. Do you prefer Jill Renee or Jill?
Jill is just fine. Renee is my middle name. So.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Well, I've heard great things about you, so I'm really happy to welcome you. I hear that you're just a beautiful, gentle, loving soul. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Jill, you know, you had work a lot with the higher self, you know, so tell us, what's that about? What is, you know, a lot of us have heard about this notion of the higher self over the years, and And my sense is that the higher self is actually even our perception of it, our understanding of it has changed in recent years. So what do you perceive as our higher selves?
So the higher self, in my experience and what I've remembered, is it's the eternal energy. It's a boundless, soulful, source-based, purely loving, purely light energy that we are in the all that is, and that for various reasons we have the divine pleasure of getting to forget and feel separate from while we're in our humanness. It's the part of us that we feel like we're leaving, as literally we're going through the birth canal at birth. We feel like we're like, oh no, I'm leaving my higher self. But in truth, we're not. It's our consciousness that's being separated from it. So it's a rich, vast source of energy for all of us, and it's unique to each and every one of us. And the reason why it's so important to me is because I felt as I was, I want to say, new into the New Age version of spirituality and getting beyond organized religion, I felt like we were still using a middleman, a conduit for our connection to God. And for some reason, I knew there was another way to do this. So I didn't want to have a middleman between me and source energy. So when I woke up, I was immediately looking for a way to connect to source energy, to God, through my own human energy field. And to me, where that led me to was my higher self, right straight through my heart chakra, not bypassing to someone else, going straight to God.
Straight to God. So we don't need anyone interpreting that experience for us. We can go straight to God, and that God is us in this pure light and loving energy and this eternal energy. So is our higher self us still?
It is still us, and that's why it feels so familiar, and that's actually what makes it the most confusing too. That's why we second guess it so much, because when we hear our own self, if you will, speak, quote-unquote, or coming through, it feels like us, which unfortunately makes us second-guess it because we feel like we're making it up. and in truth, it's the most divine guidance we have, and it will feel very much like us. I hope it does sound like you.
Right. So it's us. And
yeah.
yet there's this feeling of separation. So why do we have this sensation of separation from something that is so inherently, profoundly, and atomically us?
Right. We actually built this reality for that experience. And one would ask, why on earth would we do that? But there's so many opportunities that we have as source energy. When you consider that source literally is infinite, and to me, in order to be infinite, you have to be curious, or you wouldn't be infinite. You would be finite. You'd be stagnant and just this blah, not caring, not curious about anything. To me, source energy is infinite and is curious. We do, as our source self, say, I wonder what would happen if, or I wonder how this could work. And at some point we said, I wonder what it would be like to forget that we're God. And some of us explored and experimented, and Earth and humanity is one of the ways that we are allowed to do that. So we come here in the age that we're in right now. There are cycles, and this cycle that we're in has been about forgetting that we are source energy.
Wow. So that's cool. So we've got this grand experiment. And we've got the soul that yearns to experience more and experience the experiment of the soul itself. And so we created this notion of this earth plane that in kind of an illusory way, but it feels darn real from our perspective, right, that we are separate from this other part of us.
Yes.
So, I've heard about, I've had many, many people share that, we're God. We're God, mm-hmm. That this mm-hmm. higher part of us is God. So if we're God, then what is God?
Yeah. to me, God is, it literally is everything. There's nothing outside of God. Nothing. No thing, nothing is outside of God. So God is the all that is. And to me, it is all loving. And one of the other magical qualities that we came up with in this reality, partly to allow for the separation experience, is we thought of things like lack of light. Because since God is pure light, pure love, then we have components to this reality, and we slowed down the energy just enough that we could actually forget that we are God, and we could have experiences where we don't see God, don't witness God, and it feels like, an anti-God. So we even created belief systems that there's something that opposes God, which, of course, is just part of the experience here. It's ingenious and fascinating, yeah, if you think about it this way.
So here we are living on this planet, and we're gods living on this planet, but we've forgotten.
Yes.
So what is our goal now to move back into this godlike state while we're here?
I feel like the goal for some of us, and my guess is all of us on a call like this and your amazing audience, is sort of pre-wired to remember. And I use that word intentionally. And if you break down the word re-member, to re-member ourselves with the light that we are, I feel like we naturally ask different questions. Some of the existential questions about who are we and what are we doing here. There are many humans that don't ask that question. So I do feel like for a group of us, we literally feel like it is on purpose for us to re-member the light that we are, the light that we've always been, the light that we will always be, and a light that you truly cannot break, even in this reality, even when it looks like we're doing everything wrong sometimes. And then there's another group that kind of doesn't care. They're more indifferent. They're more, going with the flow of separation and not asking questions that it's to guide them into the possibility of remembering. And that's okay, because they're still the light of God, even if they're forgetting it.
Right, right. We've all forgotten it. But some of us, well, at least the community of Healing with the Masters, we're starting to remember. And yet it feels darn painful, you know, sometimes.
I say to my team, I say to my higher self and what I call my team of energy, because the higher self is more than one thing. So even the word self feels like it's limiting. So please be open-minded when you think of higher self that is
right.
In it. But I say to them sometimes, to myself, we've almost done this too good, because it is painful, and I'm extremely compassionate when I see my clients and my audience and all of us kind of banging our heads against the wall thinking, you know, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? I take two steps forward and I take one step back. And I just want to give them a huge hug and say, but what if you can't get it wrong? What if you can't get it wrong?
Right.
No matter what it feels like or looks like here, what if you can't break the light of God that you are?
What if we can't break the light of God that we are? So, what advice do you give us to maybe get a better access to our higher self? And what would it look like if we did that?
No, that latter part of your question, Jennifer, is exactly what I'm so excited about, because we all are unique aspects of God. That is so true. That is so real. Especially, that's another gift of this reality, by the way. We get to look and feel as unique expressions of source energy. So, Jennifer, what you will create is different than what I'll create, and that's perfect. That's perfect. We don't need a buffet of all green jello, you know? That would be so boring and
right.
So unlike God in my mind. Somebody's going to bring something with curry, and somebody's going to bring some crazy fruit salad. This opportunity for all of us, I believe, is to, in some ways, bypass our programming, bypass some of the components of what we've learned, been taught, what we believe, and what our truths are that are stored so geniusly in our brain and sometimes in our ego. We need to find a way to bypass those in a way to actually access the light that's already there. And the huge blessing in all of this is that we actually do this more than we give ourselves credit for. We've all had experiences where we were talking with somebody or writing a message to somebody, and all of a sudden these words come out of us that are just so loving and so beautiful that we just read our own message, or we replay what we just said to that dear friend or even a stranger, and we're like, wow, that was really good. Where the hell did that come from? That didn't come from my brain. That came from somewhere else, and that was really, really good stuff, and I wasn't even trying. That's your God energy, and I'm guessing I have yet to meet someone who hasn't had at least one of those experiences in their lives.
Wow, so we're channeling ourselves.
Yes. We are a vehicle of love in states of consciousness.
We are vehicles of love in states of consciousness. So when we are, what holds us back from, you know, what is our continuing, from your perspective, what has is holding us back from opening up this the veil, removing the veil, if you will, a little bit more, so that we can feel that grace, not just know, you know, in the far distant future that one day we might experience it.
Right. That is my life's work. I mean, there's no one thing, but I'm definitely going to hit the heavy hitters because we can. We have that ability, all of us on this call. The first thing is knowing that you can access the light that you are. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to be taught about it, literally. You don't have to do anything in terms of earning it back. This is unconditional love in action applied to yourself. That there's nothing you've ever done that is unforgivable. There is, in my view, no truth to the fact that you did something so bad, and that's why you're here. We walk around, even in spiritual communities, with this concept that we must have done something pretty horrible to get kicked out of heaven, and here we are. And that is a false notion, and that alone keeps us intently from the light that we are.
Right. So we didn't. We're not being punished on this planet.
No.
So did this, the God part of us decided to come down here and play with the experiment of separation?
Yes. And that I'm answering it as simplistically as I can. There's a lot of deeper layers to that, though, because there's, I mean, when you look especially at the other humans that are on the planet that aren't on a call like this, that literally we feel, humans, most of us feel like we're chasing our tails. We're just trying to survive another day. And that doesn't feel very glorious, does it? So there is a part of us that can get, I want to say, feel trapped in this reality. I think all of us have been in that situation.
Well, where yeah, like, and there's not just only trapped, but kind of like we're getting tired, weary.
Yeah. Yes. And the reason why we're weary is because we're operating from the more limited framework of the five human senses, feeling like we aren't yet agreeable. We aren't yet in God's grace. So we have to muddle through with just the human structure, with just the five human senses. And again, that's just not true. So I know for me, I went the first 38 years of my life only knowing myself as the human Jill, the human roles I play, my tastes, my preferences, my career, you know, being a mother, being a wife, those things. And the five human senses was all I thought I had access to. And then all of a sudden, just through some not too terrible circumstances, someone said, well, you know, let's figure out which Claire you are. And I had an inner voice saying, well, you're actually all of the, you have a lot more higher sensory awareness system than that, Jill, but play along. And that was what my inner voice was saying. So my first time attempting to access my higher self, it was just there. I just stepped right into it. And I want it to be that easy for everybody. And I don't know why it was so easy for me, but I know that the information that I access helps others upgrade their sense of self so that they can live more authentically as their higher self in this reality. Go ahead.
It feels like you're bringing that energy of your higher self to us energetically and vibrationally in this moment to support each of us right now. It's almost like there's an encoded frequency. It's really a different energy that I've experienced before. It's really interesting. It feels like there's threads almost.
And I'm
just feeling that you are, just through the conversation, you're supporting us in giving us a bit of a template on what it might be like for us to access. Is that true, what I'm sensing?
Yes, and I have truth bumps. I call them God bumps, truth bumps all over me. That's very true. Because, do you see, we all win. We all win by more and more of us. This reality changes from that. That's how we evolve, is by every single one of us that remembers that we can. Giving ourselves permission that we're more than we ever could have dreamed that we were.
Just letting that one sit. We're more than we ever could have dreamed that we are. And that there's a light within that statement, too, that I can feel nudging at my heart. Okay, so can you maybe guide us a little bit on how we can connect a little bit more? I mean, it's already happening, but
yeah,
I can feel some of our minds are going, not sure.
Let's relax that mind for a moment, and why don't we do a little experience? Is that okay?
That'd be great.
Okay. I would encourage everybody just relax. Relax your shoulders. Please close your eyes. And the reason for that is that when we close our eyes, it's like turning on the inner light of our deeper sensory awareness system that's beyond the five human senses. So closing your eyes helps activate that higher sensory awareness system. So closing our eyes, taking two nice deep breaths here. So let's just visualize for a moment the sun. Our eyes are closed, and yet the sun is still turned on. The light of God that is us is on, even when our eyes are closed to it. The sun doesn't have to think about shining, and our light of God does not have to be operated by our humanness to be activated. And yet we want to feel the sun. We want to feel the light that we are. So within your heart space, and you may want to put your hand right on your heart, feel that heart beating. It's beating without your intending it. It's beating perhaps without your understanding it. And now feeling like the sun in our sky, a light and a source of heat and warmth and life in your heart chakra, streaming from dimensions of energy that have no limit and no boundary. Letting that light of God, just like the sun, stream into your energy field, into your awareness, source from within your higher self, your authentic inner connection to the light of God and the love of Source that you are right now, even when you weren't trying, even when you didn't know you could, and even though you've always wanted to. Let's do it right now. And just let that light get bigger and warmer until you are radiating in your entire body, far beyond your auric field, making your energy field bigger and bigger, to feel the spaciousness, the limitlessness of your higher self, which you are authorized to utilize. You are fully empowered to activate it. You don't have to earn it back. You are this light. You've always been this light. And now you are asking to remember this light that you are. Nice deep breath. And just wiggle your toes a little bit, wiggling your fingers, remembering this is not an out-of-body experience. This is a light within experience. And you can live from here all the time. And now I encourage you to smile and open your eyes. And just feel your vibrational upgrade that you've accessed right there.
Wow, that was beautiful. Whew. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little emotional from that. Thank you. That was beautiful. Whew. Okay. So all our higher selves are here now. Now what are we going to do?
Now we play and we have fun and we get creative and we start, you know, all the passions that each of us have in our lives, there's a reason we care about those things. And I don't know if you've noticed, I'm being sarcastic, but we're passionate in some ways on different things. There is definitely some overlap, and there's definitely some themes that could be easily drawn with an audience as beautiful and loving as yours, as this group right here. And yet we are unique. So it is perfect that you would have your higher self available to you to fulfill those passions in any way that you feel led, not in a fixing a problem, but in adding a completely new energy that creates solutions our human selves, our five human senses, couldn't even begin to grasp. It's exactly what Einstein was talking about when he said you need something to the effect of you need a new perspective. That's beyond the problem that created it. The energy that created the problem can't solve it. We need a new vibration of energy to solve the world's problems. And it's not from just the human vibration of the five human senses. It's deeper than that.
Right. That's where these solutions will come from.
Yeah.
So you've said, I've heard you say in other shows that this engagement with our higher self is part of the next evolution of humanity.
Yes. To me, it is the key ingredient. That is the source of human evolution, especially in this cycle that we're in right now. It is the remembering that we, oh, that's right, we are God. Well, how do we act when we're God? Well, let's try this. Let's explore that. Let's pioneer this. And we're doing this cycle unlike we've ever done before in any point in linear time. And we came back to this timeline just to do it this way. It's hard to describe, but it's beyond exciting.
So we're all actually here for a reason. We're here to midwife the planet, getting a lot of the humans to reconnect with their higher self, yes?
And yet the only one that we're responsible for is ourselves.
Ah, so by doing it for ourselves, that's how we midwife the rest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We, every time, every moment, that every instance of anyone on a call like this, literally transforming our human energy field with the light of God that we are from within our heart chakra, we change the human template. We actually change the human genome. And I don't know when science is going to be able to prove that, but I'm not waiting for science to prove it for me to keep going forward. And I hope you don't wait either.
Well, it's interesting. Last week we had 7 scientists on, mm-hmm. On our epigenetics week. And I think that a lot of what they were talking about is this. It's the next generation. Certainly Bruce Lipton, who's going to be on a little bit later in the season, is talking about this.
Yes.
So, science is catching up to this notion that our connection to love is the answer.
Yes.
So, okay, so let's take this back just a bit now. You know, we've got a lot of people that are having tremendous, tremendous compression in their life.
Yes.
Deep grief and sadness and deep pain and upset and physical and dis-ease and relationships that are ending, people that are leaving, you know, loss. So how can we use this this accessing our higher self to move in a different way with all the contractions of life?
Yes. The higher self's perspective, which is, if you will, the God perspective, is so much more expanded. The reason we are contracted, the reason we experience, I love your word, contraction, I use the same word, Jennifer, the reason we get contracted and feel so small is because our awareness is so limited. I had a very good comrade transition about 3 weeks ago, and she was the first person to ever interview me on air. I loved her. I considered her a mentor in some ways. She had her own podcast before I was doing mine. And when she transitioned, there were layers of that experience, and there was a layer of Jill that was very contracted and just wanted to cry and be sad that she's not here anymore. And right alongside it, just like records in a jukebox, there was another record right next to it that was Rhonda's higher self saying, "You know I'm okay." And once I just let myself be sad, I could connect with her again and just like, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Of course I'm okay." And I said, "I miss you." And she said, "But you're right here and we're talking to each other right now." And I said, "I know, this is so cool." So all of these layers require our ability to recognize that these layers of ourselves, they run right next to each other, Jennifer.
Right.
And even just that awareness helps us be open that parts of us can get sad and parts of us can get angry and frustrated and just feeling helpless and hopeless in so many ways. But our higher self has a completely different view. And that doesn't deny the experience we're having. But by knowing there is another perspective, I know for me and the clients that I work with, it allows you to, I want to say, re-expand, access your expanded state more readily. So allowing the contracted experience to be exactly what it needs to be as we are led, not denying it, not stuffing it, and while also allowing the expanded version to also be brought in when we are ready. That there is a version of us that knows what is happening, cares about what's happening no matter what it is, and loves us no matter what, loves others no matter what, true unconditional love, and has a wisdom and an insight of how we can proceed that is conscious, wise, loving of self, loving of others, and I would say extremely capable, supernaturally capable of thriving no matter what is going on in our lives.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know,
I'm right here. You're doing great.
I have to. My kitty cat, Sam. I have to put him down tomorrow. So I can feel the thread of what you're talking about.
Yes.
My heart is very heavy. And yet I can feel the grace in this moment. As you talk about your friend. And I feel my sister. I'm sorry.
No, this is beautiful, Jennifer. I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels how special this is that you're sharing in this way.
Yeah, so, there's a part of me that, as I tap into Sam leaving me, I also am feeling that there's a part of him that is gifting me with a moment. As you were talking, I kind of came to it, so thank you for the energy to understand this, that I don't need him anymore. He's freeing me because he was a very important support.
Drew a lot in your life is what I'm getting.
A lot, yeah. So we get to feel, as you're saying, and I'm fully feeling it, the deep, deep heaviness. And, you know, he's 16, he's had a good long life, but he's also 16 and been part of a huge piece of where I came from and where I'm at now. And he's helped me. And at the same time, I can feel the deep, deep, profound grace in all of this.
Yes.
That all of it is here for me. And I get to feel sad at the same time that I feel the grace and the love that is here.
Yes, that was so beautiful what you just said right there. I tried out a version of spirituality where I was apparently supposed to be indifferent about someone dying, and it just didn't work for me.
It didn't
feel real. It didn't feel human in the good sense of being human. And I thought, if graduating to something else means that I don't care about somebody leaving, then I don't want graduation. And Buddha and Jesus and Mary Magdalene and many others came in, and they said, there is beauty in sadness, Jill. There is beauty in celebration of someone's life, and there is purpose in the version of humanity that can be sad, that they'll never be back in that form again. It seems like it's something to mourn. Well, at the same time, it is so much something to celebrate. Sam was just pretending to be a cat.
Yeah.
You know, he's so much more than that. And well, we are just pretending to be human. And that doesn't cheapen the experience to me at all. It helps us actually glorify it to its full level of the infinite energy of a form of energy that would say to you as your higher self, as Jennifer, I don't know when you're going to, you know, how can I support you? And you said, well, I'll probably have a cat. And this energy said, me, I'm going to be your cat, and you can call me Sam, and I will love you and support you, and I will be there for you through some really tough times because I love you. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And he did. He still is.
Yes.
You know, he's so fragile and ready to go, and yet he still follows me around.
Yeah.
Okay, so that higher self of his and of mine and of everyone is here present, supporting us through all of these moments.
Yes. And in our contracted state, for whatever reason, there is some, I want to say, superconscious purpose in denying that and forgetting that, or at least contracting to the point where we can feel separate from our higher self, separate from that beautiful Holy Spirit energy, to have a slice of that human contracted state, and that it's all purposeful. It's all meant for not only our highest good, but the highest good. So I've realized for myself that it's not in purpose for me to in any way deny the ways that I'm human in order to be the light that I also am. I want them to go together.
So we move through these moments. We move through them. And that is part of the access point into our higher self. This is a continuing message from Tuesday's call with Sonia.
Mm.
Really beautiful. Sorry, my nose is kind of...
No, you go ahead. If you need to pause and blow your nose. I have to do that quite often, so...
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. Okay, so... Oh, let's dive in and work with some folks.
Sounds great.
Okay, so if you'd like to work with Jill tonight, go ahead, press star 2. Star 2 will raise your hand. Star 2 will raise your hand if you'd like to work with this beautiful, beautiful healer lady who's going to help you with your higher self and anything else that's going on in your life. Star 2 will raise your hand. And while we're waiting for people to raise your hand, I'm just going to bring your attention to a very special offer that Jill has put together for you. It's a really beautiful program, just beautiful. And get this, it's like, it's 95% off. 95%. You're paying 5% of the original price of this thing. It's a beautiful program, which is really going to lead you to your higher self connection. And it's going to help you into this beautiful God database of insights and information so that you know who you are and you know what to do. You know how to manage through the ups and the downs of life in a way that gives you tremendous grace. So it frees you up from any misinterpretations of who you think you are. It unlocks barriers or limitations you may be hanging on to. It opens you to sincerely have the life that you've been dreaming of. it allows you insights into what that is, how to get there, and the actual action steps to get there. It connects you with your God-sourced wellspring of insights and information, and introduces you into a powerful renewed partnership with your higher self, supporting you, and what that does is supports you into create a true and full capacity to be here, present, grounded in the light that you are, in the love that you are, powerfully. You know, Jill shares that you are capable of so much more than you've ever imagined. And this is an opportunity to receive the answers from what that is for you, what that means for you, and you get to access your divine support system. It's a beautiful, beautiful package, and there's some powerful testimonials here as well. I encourage you to check it out. It's called Embracing the New Energy Series. It's about 12 hours of digital audio downloads. It's a 10-week course that enables you to move beyond the point of just studying your higher self and to actually embrace it. It leads you, Jill is going to lead you, she's going to have her hand on your back as you release all of your longest held barriers and misconceptions. It's such a program, I think, that matches so beautifully the energy of this year of 2015. You're going to understand how all of humanity got to its present state of unconsciousness. You're going to understand the uniqueness of your own personal higher self and soul signature and how that relates to the collective itself. She's going to actually coach you into even how to share with your children or grandchildren. We are going to talk about how to help and take responsibility for the animal kingdom. You're going to understand what the star seed is and what it means for all of humanity. You're going to understand what fear is and how to overcome it and how to actually experience Christ consciousness. Shake off and release emotions, feel them, move through them, and allow them, as she just shared. Even change the process of aging. This and so much more. So let me just give you a few examples. Session one is removing the barriers between you and your higher self source energy. So actually removing the barriers. Session two is beyond fear, trusting our higher selves. Session three is the unveiling process. moving into your emotions and really accessing the divine. Session four is the unique role of human consciousness in shifting an age. Session five is humanity's stellar opportunities. And this goes on for 10 sessions. Powerful, powerful, brand new, exclusive, special offer. 95% off. This is such a deal. Embracing the new energies. And this is the time to access this. So the powerful energies of healing that Jill brings from her higher self is encoded throughout this amazing series. So go to specials.healingwiththemasters.com/Jill. specials.healingwiththemasters.com/Jill. J-I-L-L. specials.healingwiththemasters.com/JILL. And that'll get this to you 95% off. Wow. Thank you, Jill, so much for putting this together. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Do you have anything to share about that before we dive into some session work?
I just want to say it's really important work, and it's based on amazing questions that were raised in some of my favorite questions and answers from people just like you. So it covers an amazing collection of just key things to help us walk into our higher self and walk into the platinum age as our higher self energy. It's good stuff.
Yeah. And when we do that, boy, what we can face, we become like little mini superheroes in our own lives.
Yeah. Yes, that's so true.
Because we can face it with poise and grace and strength, and it life no longer becomes heavy and daunting. It becomes just a beautiful movement of tears and joy that are just flow naturally and beautifully with grace.
Yes.
And
yes,
there's no victim in this. I mean, I'm feeling it right now. You know, as I'm moving through such a huge transition with my little guy leaving me, and yet you know, I'm feeling the blessing of him and the blessing of life itself. And it's what I want for all of you to also experience. And I think Jill's really going to help you get there. So specials.healingwiththemasters.com/Jill. So we're going to dive into some session work. Star 2 will raise your hand. If you haven't raised your hand already, go ahead, press Star 2. And Jill, would you pick a number from 1 to 49?
33, please.
Okay, we're going to caller number 33. Looks like, wrong one, 33. Colorado Springs, it looks like it might be. Last four digits are 2134. 2134. If that's your last four digits, you are on the air. 2134.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hi there. How can we help you? And what's your name?
Hi, Jennifer. I just want to say bless you, and my thoughts and my prayers are with you at this time.
Thank you.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
I connect with everything that you said. It's a lot of aha moments, and I just think you're amazing. So thank you for being a part of this.
Thank you.
Well, I guess maybe I just, anything that you think you can help me with, I have been working on myself the last 2 years, trying to become more aware of my true self, and I've been growing a lot, and anything that might help me grow even more would be greatly appreciated.
Wonderful. What's your first name?
Jane.
Jane. Hi, Jane. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, I'm just going to be quiet for a moment here while I connect with your higher self and your team of energy here and see what's coming through. They're all applauding. It's the first thing I'm feeling. They're all applauding you, Jane. They're saying she's doing so great. She's doing so great. They're just showing me that you are really doing far better than you're giving yourself credit. This is hard. There's a lot of reprogramming and kind of deprogramming to do. And you've taken some really bold, courageous, brave steps away from your own like truths and beliefs and things that you thought you were. And you've said, I don't think that's true anymore. I think there might be something more. And that's something that a lot of people get really, really scared about. And you did it so boldly, Jane, from what I can see. And it's that same vibration that will keep you expanding, okay? Now, one thing they're asking me to share with you is that I feel like you may have a perception of that there's some destination that you're supposed to reach, like, am I there yet kind of questions. Is that true? Do you feel that sometimes?
Yes.
So, okay, now remember that we're source energy, and what we're doing in this cycle is unprecedented. So what we, a group like this, have actually done is we have no ceiling. So there is no done. And to some people, that's frustrating because the left hemisphere of the brain loves, you know, to get a scorecard and A's and gold stars and all those things. And we'll still get those. But it's not because of a finish line. It's because of how we feel at key points and even in everyday moments of our lives. It's the big stuff and the small stuff. Are we feeling more alive? Are we feeling more loving of ourselves and of others? That is what I found to be the best kind of gauge and indicator of how we are doing on our expansion. So it's not about not having lows. It's not about not being contracted or feeling like we're somehow removing ourselves from our shadow selves. It's about fully embracing to the best of our ability in every moment the light that we are, even amidst the other experiences that happen right alongside it. Just like we were doing in that experience where the eyes are closed, but the sun is still shining. Nothing can stop the sun from shining. Even if you go into a deep, dark cave, it doesn't prevent the sun from shining. So recognizing that, your team is saying that you will actually evolve even more robustly and exponentially than you have been doing so beautifully already.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, so just give that beautiful brain another story to tell itself. I have a strong brain too, and I need to kind of give it some coaching sometimes because it's only operating from it. The brain is a human piece of equipment. We don't bring the brain with us after we are done with this reality. It stays here for a reason, and it's part of our equipment, but it cannot run the show as according to our higher self.
Okay, and I think some of the things that you have said previously, that's what clicked with me. That's a lot of what I've learned these last 2 years. So you just confirmed everything for me. And thank you. I appreciate the message.
You're so welcome.
This is wonderful. Thank you, Jill.
You're
thank
doing
you, Jennifer.
Fabulous, Jane.
Thank you, Jane, so much. And would you pick a number, Jane, from 1 to 57, please?
71.
Thank you so much. Oh, wait. Did you say 71?
Yes.
Sorry. There's only 57.
Well, that makes it a little difficult, doesn't it?
58 now. 58. 1 to 59. 1 to 59.
Okay. 3.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to caller number 3, and that looks like it might be in Arkansas. Last four digits are 9585. 9585, and you're on the air. You may have muted your device out. You may have muted your cell phone out. So go ahead and you are unmuted. So your device, however, might be muted. Last four digits are 9585, if that's your last four digits. And I'll just say now that for those, some of you are both listening to the webcast and listening online. If you are listening to the webcast, please stop. There's a 17-second delay, so you're not going to hear us call your name for 17 seconds, and we'll likely move on. So please do stay on the phone and stop listening to the webcast if you have your hand raised. So we're going to move on. Can you pick a number, Jill, from 1 to 60?
22.
22 it is. Okay, going to 22. Looks like it might be John, last four digits are 5023, and you're on the air, 5023.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having all these shows. It's real helpful.
You're welcome.
And I just wanted to say thank you for that success of Tumen. I was there, and all the love you and Mary gave me was so incredible. I mean, I have and I felt great during that show.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, thank you very much. And Jill, thank you for being here. My question to you is, you know, I've been dealing with Parkinson's for the last 7 years, and I know I got it for a reason, because I used to be real hardcore into business, and as soon as I got the Parkinson's, I started shifting to my spiritual side. I started picking up books, reading everything I could about spirituality, and I never touched it before. And I just want to know if I'm doing the right thing, how to heal myself, and what should I be doing for myself.
Oh, beautiful. And I'm sorry, what was your first name?
John.
Oh, John. First, I just have to say God bless you.
Thank you.
I hate that in this reality, sometimes it takes something so painful. I wish it was like, okay, I got the little kick in the pants. Now can I be over? How can I be done with the Parkinson's and move on? I so want it to be that way, and I'm not giving up hope that it can't be that way.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, I'm so hard headed. I think the universe had to really kick me hard.
you need a big kick, huh?
Yeah,
I'm like that too sometimes. I understand. So what I would like you to What I'm encouraging you to explore is that there is a version of you, John, that is whole and well and complete. And that timeline is what I call it. That timeline is available to you. And totally understanding that your brain and probably all the beautiful brains on this call would say that's not possible. But somehow trusting that the light of God in you is more powerful than all these brains combined on the whole planet, and that there is nothing that can get in the way of you feeling whole and complete and well, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your diagnosis, and no matter what shape your body is presently in. I know this is true, and I know we're not to the point of just snapping our fingers and making it happen. But this group is amazingly powerful, and it starts with each and every one of us feeling so limitless and deciding what we want that to mean. I personally want that to mean for you and anyone else on the call that we can reverse and reset any timeline that we're on to one of our choosing, because we are sovereign energy, and we have that authority. We may not have remembered how, but we will, and I hope that we are.
Okay.
So believing in your health, it is a bit of manifestation, and I don't want to deny that, but I also want you to feel permission to talk to your body. I do it all the time, and I've had amazing results. I'm experimenting with my own, issues when I had shingles last fall, and it was not fun, and getting over that. And there are miraculous experiences I've been a part of, and I know that it's not just me. I feel like all of us, really all humans, have this ability to tap into that miracle-making energy that is the light that you are. So if I were you, I would be doing a lot of if I were in your position, I would be spending a lot of time in the sun. Not to the point of baking yourself, but we need the life-giving properties of the sun. I would be getting movement as much as possible, getting the body in a habit of rhythm and motion and movement to the degree that you're comfortable in it. And I would be getting as comfortable as I can and talking to your body, talking to your cells, talking to your brain, and asking it to remember what it was like in whatever you perceive as its healthiest state. I've said to my body, to my cells, to my fat cells, remember when we were 27? Remember what we felt like? Remember how energetic and thriving we felt? Everybody has those codes, right? And it's like I felt my body say, yes, we remember. And I said, that's what we're going to do. I don't care that I'm 45. I don't care about the human prototype. We're going to defy all of that and do it our own way. And my body celebrated because our human bodies are like an audience without anyone at the podium. And our divine consciousness, our higher selves, I believe, need to be at that podium, guiding energy, steering where we want things to go. Otherwise, it's just going to follow the herd of the human program that we've been operating in the separation age. But that's not why we're here. We're not here to go along with the separation age. We're here to create a new age by experiencing our humanity in a completely different way. And I, as your comrade, I love that you have Parkinson's in a way, because I'm giving you a high five saying, you've got this. And when you get this, when you experience Parkinson's in a completely different way that isn't debilitating and where you reverse something, you change the paradigm of Parkinson's for every other human, forward, backward, and present.
Oh, that's a good thought. Thank you.
Can you
tell me what my guides are saying?
your guides and my guides are laughing because they're like, well, that was your guides. We don't really separate the two anymore.
Very good. But I like what you said. You're right. I mean, you could change if I could make the shift, it would help everybody know that things could change.
Yeah. And you didn't do anything wrong to get here. That's another layer of this. I see a little John in there, an inner child version of John, that's saying, did I do something horribly wrong to get this diagnosis? And of course, that's not true, because God loves you. You are unconditionally loved. And please don't confuse your experience here with your identity as light. Your identity of being 100% light is in no way affected by any diagnosis or any flaw in our character that we have here in our humanness.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I need to hear that. I know that, but I need to hear it.
Yeah. Because we do that, right, with diagnosis. With any diagnosis or any illness or even, getting angry at something or ourselves or, being judgmental, we say, oh, we're so bad. We're bad. We deserve this. We deserve this bad thing to happen to us. And that's not how our higher selves look at it. And whenever we are looking at things and acting in a way that's out of accordance with how our higher selves are, we're missing out on a huge opportunity. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. but it's probably not what we really want to be and do in our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Beautiful, awesome. Beautiful. Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
You.
Thank you, John.
Thank
great
you
to hear from.
Much.
Great to hear from you again. And I hope Jamie's doing well too.
Oh yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, honey. And John, would you pick a number from 1 to 58, please?
44.
44 it is. Wow, we're 33, 32, 44. There's a theme here. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you.
Much love, honey.
Thanks.
Jill, you know, I'm curious if maybe you could go a little bit deeper with you know, many people are having health issues. What would you specifically have for those with health issues, dis-ease? What specifically might you recommend that we say to our bodies? What's the conversation we should have with our bodies, or we could have?
Yep. And this is from my own practical experience with my shingles that I had, which was extremely painful last fall. I was saying to myself, this hurts, this actually sucks, and yet none of it denies the light that I am. And I felt like I was dancing with a dragon in a way, and I was getting burned along the way. And yet I was still in my light, I was still feeling very brave, and still allowing whatever process needed to apparently happen, because I wasn't stopping the shingles, and I wasn't beating myself up that I had the shingles. There was something about, there is something available to us where we can say to ourselves, even amidst whatever that is, the cancer, the pain, the sadness, the loneliness, whatever that is, I am still the light of source energy, and I want to feel that. Let me expand beyond the pain to the broader set of records and timelines and layers of me that are closer to my higher self that I can also offer in to my present reality, to let them run side by side, to let myself expand even amidst this. What most of us do when we're in a contracted state is we stay there hoping that somehow it just goes away, or that if we just hunker down long enough, we'll be able to come out the other side of it. And what I actually find expedites the process for me and my client work is that all of a sudden, if you come to that realization, realizing I'm still the light of God, even amidst this, I didn't deserve this, and yet it is my reality. It is my responsibility, which is just responding to our abilities. I am still the light. And just by saying that, even amidst this, I am still light, it changes your vibration. It changes the rate of spin, literally, of at a cellular level of our bodies. And we start to give ourselves more permission to wellness and thriving and any sort of restoration and transformation that would be in our evolution into a state of feeling whole and complete and beyond the vibration of pain and suffering.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That really,
welcome.
Really powerful what you just shared. Thank you.
Thank you.
That really clarifies and gives a nice discernment. Okay, we're going to call number 44. It looks like it might be a cell phone in Los Angeles. Last four digits are 4789. 4789. If your last four digits are 4789, you are on the air. You might have your device muted out. Oh, darn. Again,
hello?
I'm going to get. Oh, there you are. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. Hello. Oh, darn. Looks like you're cutting out. Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Cheryl Haig. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jill. I've been having trouble trying to, you know, to connect with my guides, and I think, you know, it's I don't know exactly all the gets the right codes or something, but I hear them once in a while, and we get to, you know, but can you tell me what mine are saying?
Yes, and I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Cheryl, S-H-I-R-L.
Oh, great. Okay, Cheryl. Okay, I'm going to offer a slight tweak in your question. What I find for a lot of us is that when we think of our higher self as guides, we disassociate. There's again that middle person, a genderless sort of experience where there's something between us and God. We put spirit guides there. We put angels there. We put a lot of things there. We put Jesus there. We put our priest and minister there. We put our spiritual teacher and guru there. Nothing needs to be there. What needs to be for you and for all of us that really want connection with Source is us and our higher self. Nothing in between. Just straight to the Source.
Yes.
Okay? So that hopefully that alone is an important step for you. So what I'm feeling from your higher self is that you are connected in a beautiful way. And I love that you mentioned, Cheryl, that you've had experiences of feeling that connection and personally experiencing that connection. So nice job. What they're also reminding you is that, and this is true for all of us, the energy of Source is very, very subtle. This reality is noisy and bright and very in our face. That's how we designed it for the separation age, because then it's just noisy enough to miss the subtleties of Source energy and how it naturally flows in a very gentle, loving way. And I encourage you to think about the Source energy vibration of communication more like how you have a thought or an idea, how an idea pops in. An idea doesn't bang on your door. It isn't noisy. It isn't loud. It isn't, you know, intrusive. It's gentle, it's subtle, it's loving, it's light, it's airy. It can come and go in a minute. And that makes it hard for us, especially our brains, because our brains operate typically from the five human senses. So it's expecting a five human sensory sort of banging and bright lights and you know, intense lemon taste, that kind of thing. So the higher sensory awareness is what you are operating from when you can connect with your team. And it's always there, but it's under the surface, and it's looking for different signals and signs, and it decodes in a different way too. So number one, trust that you've already been doing this naturally. Celebrate the successes when you have them. And like I was sharing with Jennifer earlier, we've all had experiences where basically we were a conduit for our divine energy, what some would call channeling. But it's ourselves. It's not a separate entity. That ability is always there, and we can become more accustomed in our energy field to stay present in our vibration, to be open to that and actually operate from that all the time. We may not choose it all the time, but we have the option. We give ourselves the option all the time. And that starts to quickly change the nature of the game here in your humanness. So we gave a lot of information there.
Yeah.
Lots of ideas and ways to look at it differently and experience yourself in a deeper way.
More quiet way.
You could look at it as more quietly, but
yeah.
quietly is disappointing to the brain, right? So I guess I'd offer you another way of looking at it as more subtle, which doesn't have to mean a negative. It's just different.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. And would you pick a number, Cheryl, from 1 to 55?
55.
Thank you so much, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to caller number 55. Last four digits are, it looks like it's Cheryl and from Melbourne. You're on the air.
That's me.
Look at that. Look at that. You dial in, you get chosen.
I was on the webcast just listening, and then I thought, no, I've got to dial in and put my hand up.
There you go.
There you go.
Welcome. How can we help you?
Thank you. I've just, over the last week, been doing a lot of work on soul and higher self. And, yeah, I just appreciate any message that's coming through from my guides, higher self. Yep.
Okay, Cheryl, let me tap in here and see what I'm being presented for you. Okay. What I'm feeling from your team is that there is an importance for you of embodying this light. of allowing your lower chakras to be part of this experience. You have, from what I can see, a very strong ability in the upper chakra orientation, and I feel like that light needs to be balanced and anchored in your physical reality. So one way that we can do that, and there are many ways, but one way is to remember that there is divinity in all parts of our humanness. Getting the mail, you know, is part. You're not being divine when we're, you know, getting the mail or washing dishes. We're divine no matter what we're doing here. And there are some things that your team is saying that you're kind of feeling like, no, I don't want to do that because it doesn't feel as spiritual. Does that resonate with you, Cheryl?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So your team is saying, let everything be divine. let divinity in all facets of your life, and then you will feel more supported in this process of your remembering the light that you are. It's all divine. It can all be brought, and I would say has the opportunity to be brought into the light. All of the human experiences do.
Yes, that's making sense. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a journey. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't think we can fully appreciate how many hands went up in terms of opportunities to be incarnated at this time. We are so blessed that we were, I want to say, chosen, and that we volunteered simultaneously. I know people say stories like, I must have been, you know, gotten here by accident. No. That's just an ego reaction. We're all here because we desperately wanted to be here. Now, I get that when we get here, we're like, what was I thinking? I didn't read the full memo. But we can remember why we wanted to come, and then hopefully enjoy the experience.
Thank you very much. That really makes me feel, good.
Good. You're great. Welcome, Cheryl. Thanks for volunteering. You're great.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, love. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up. That was just a beautiful, beautiful call. And all of the work that you did with everyone, we have many people sharing that it really helped them too. So know that each of the people that Jill worked with represents each of us, so that we were all served very, very well by those calls. So thank you so much for all of those people who raised their hand and Jill worked with. And thank you very much, Jill, for bringing your higher self to all of us as a template for what's possible when we can work in these higher realms and you know, thin the veil of separation so that we know and remember who we are, re-member. So thank you, Jill Renee Feeler, for your beautiful light.
And thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to everyone on the call. This gets really fun as a community when we're doing this in a really game-changing way, and I know that we are.
Without a doubt, we are. And again, if you'd like to play a little bit deeper with Jill, I recommend that you go check out this offer. Again, it's 95% off. So specials.healingwiththemasters.com/Jill, J-I-L-L. specials.healingwiththemasters.com/JILL, and join her in discovering your own God database, accessing this higher aspect of you that is ready to receive you so fully and embrace you and show you who you really, really are. specials.healingwiththemasters.com/Jill. Thank you, Jill, and be sure to join us next week for another set of powerful shows. I can't believe it's Thursday already, right? Isn't that wild? So make sure you join us next week for another set of powerhouse shows. I'm so excited at who we're having next week. It's a really cool week. It's Mary Hall and Dee Wallace. Get ready to shift, babies. Mary's going to talk about love and abundance, she is the abundance queen, and I can tell her she's already started working with all of you, so know that you're going to be shifting between now and then very brightly. And then Dee Wallace, Dee is just awesome, and she shifts people in an instant. So join us next week for two more powerhouse healing shows with Mary A. Hall and Dee Wallace. Thank you for being part of our beautiful community, and I am privileged and honored that we get to play together. I know you have lots of choices, and that you choose to hang out with us is it means a lot to me personally, and I know that we're supporting each other by that decision. So thank you all so very, very much. I'm going to open up the lines to say goodnight. If you don't like that kind of thing, hang up or turn down the volume. And thank you again, Jill.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted.